This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'm gonna rock it up and born tonight. Well, along about 10, I'll be flying high.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Tom Holly. Martin Kilcoyne will join us at 11, and then we have Chris Kerber as the Blues prepare for the Rangers at 11:45. Posse, do you have a way of getting to the text lines? If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Read them only if they're clean. Each new student at Maryville is assigned a life coach, knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. Maryville.edu. Okay, Tom, well, you and I were just discussing off the air this freaking unstoppable force in basketball, perhaps like we've never seen, in the name of James Harden. It's just scary.
The shots that he makes are so difficult.
Degree of difficulty,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think people realize. If you go back and watch old films of the NBA and watch these, I mean, I'm players, they don't even take a shot in a game. This is hard. It's the easiest. I mean, I'm exaggerating. It's incredible what he does with the step back at the three-point line. It's incredible.
I was watching Russell Westbrook, too, a little bit last night. And there's such a difference. I know Harden has off games, but Russell Westbrook has games where he goes like 5 for 21, you know? And in fact, you could make a case for Paul George actually being the better player this year, although that sounds crazy to say, but he has been really good. Harden is just, he just dominates games.
Well, and Westbrook is a scorer and Harden is a shooter and scorer.
And scorer, yeah.
So Westbrook's not a good shooter. But I just actually read a headline, Westbrook apologized that he's letting his team down with his play. But he's you know.
Now, he's a great player.
Westbrook was not a highly recruited guy out of high school.
Yeah. He may be, can you think of a better athlete in NBA history than Russell Westbrook? LeBron.
I was going to say LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron.
I think Westbrook would be on, like, top five most athletic players to play the game.
Yeah, but LeBron is just...
LeBron may be, in terms of the best athletes in sports history.
Yeah, absolutely.
We may be saying this about Zion Williamson in about 5 years.
We might be, but right now we're saying it about LeBron. It's just incomprehensible.
It's amazing that, like, the injury bug almost hits every superstar at some point. It's amazing how he keeps it. I think amazing how he keeps his body in such pristine shape for how long?
And he's
17 years. It's unbelievable.
And he's not like Steph Curry where he misses big chunks of seasons every year.
Not at all. No.
I mean, he's missing a couple right now, but I can't remember him missing much time at all.
Well, he'd played in like some incredible number of games in a row before this. And when routinely guys sit out as a strategy, and he does not.
I think if you stop comparing him to Jordan, I don't think there should be a comparison. I have Jordan there. I think it's a lot closer than people think. If you just watch him play and enjoy him rather than try to compare him to Jordan, it's really phenomenal. And I feel bad for the people that are the LeBron hater and the Jordan purist. When LeBron retires, you're going to think back what you really missed, because this is a once-in-a-generation type player. It's phenomenal what he can do.
I wonder if you would put like an Aaron Donald on that list, or maybe a Lawrence Taylor.
Yep.
Well, I mean, obviously Bo Jackson and, these multi-sports. Deion, Brian Jordan is a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, but we're not even talking in the same neighborhood.
We're talking 6'7", 285, 6'8". That's
a gazelle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. LeBron,
well, you know, there's
amazing
guys at DeSmet, Frank. This is going to be serious. Who would you say was a great athlete at DeSmet?
There was a guy that right a year ahead of me named Ken Klump, who was drafted and played Major League Baseball, unbelievable quarterback, could have been Division I, and he was a real fine basketball player.
Right. So those are the guys, when you talk about guys that were your buddies in high school that say were great athletes, and then, you and I are both friends with Andy Van Slyke, it's a different level completely. These pro guys, it's not even this. Ken Klum, I guarantee you, sight unseen, is it not in the neighborhood of Andy Van Slyke?
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, what do we got on the text lines here, young man? Read a couple clean ones.
I like this one. For rookie of the year, the Cowboys linebacker Van Der Esch, 150 tackles in only 10 games. That is from Stan from Abilene, Texas.
He'll finish third.
Frank is one step away from Monique chaining the refrigerator and cabinet shut a la Dom DeLuise and Fatso. I've never seen it, but I think I
can
imagine.
Have you ever seen it, Fatso?
No.
Oh, it's really
an important film, though, I know.
It is. It really is good.
Why doesn't the SMET wearing SLU colors for uniforms? I don't know what that means.
They are? They're wearing black? Do they have a black jersey now?
I think so, something like that. And curious to see if you ask Kerber the same questions that you ask Andy or your usual softball question to suck up.
That's
can't
the right.
Wait,
there, finally. Mike. Now, there is some good material.
Ask Andy. Who's Andy?
Strickland, I think, is your...
Oh. Well, Kerber, I mean, look, let's face it. Andy and Kerber are both employed by the Blues.
Correct.
And their first loyalty is to the people they tuck in at night. So... there is a limit to how far they can go. And even though we poke fun at Andy for not being very candid about the Blues, I don't blame him.
Do you have an informed narrative about the Blues?
I don't think anybody does.
You don't? Nobody
I
does?
Don't. I
you
well,
don't?
I know there's some. Like Strickland probably off mic would be, and Chris off
so you
mic
don't,
would
but
be.
You don't have one?
No. I mean, I go to games, go to practice, and I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
But I will say this, is my previous statement is, they do have guys with good resumes who've been good players, and quite a few. And they shouldn't have, like, be 1 point away from being dead last in the Western Conference. So,
well, they're really not. They have games in hand. Don't they?
Yeah, but still, if you look at the point total. And, you know, it's like I was talking to one Blues pessimist the other day. I go, you know, they're only like 6 or 7 points out of the last playoff spot. He goes, yeah, but they're 1 point away from being last in the, you know, West. So, I don't know. I'm not certain. All right, what about Mizzou today, which is certainly the most interesting sporting event in our region? I really think, even though, you know, it doesn't mean that much, and it has no playoff or national championship implications, I really do think this is a big game. Because if you do win, Tom, you have an excellent chance to finish in the top 25. You already are in one of those polls. And then to finish with 9 wins, to finish on an uptick. You lose this game, and all these Mizzou pessimists and negative people, they're going to be coming out. It's kind of a big game.
I couldn't disagree more. Not disagree more, but here's what I would say. I think the fact that like my son-in-law, who I love dearly, in the middle of the year, these Mizzou guys, they're just distraught over the state of the Mizzou program. And I say,
right now?
No, but I'm talking about in the middle of the year.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
say, have you watched this team play? They're good. And I think they will be favored in every game next year except the Georgia game. So whether they win this game or not, I think that the reality is the season has been a success. You watch the team play. As I say, the trajectory for next year is good. And expectations have to be managed. But the reality is they will probably go to Athens 8-0, or if that's...
Yeah, there's an excellent chance. Or there's a chance.
There's a chance to go to Athens. Now, if Florida's going to be real good, and Tennessee will be better, but there's every reason to believe that they will contend for the top of the SEC East this year. And it really doesn't matter what they... I mean, I know it feels good, but my statement I made to you off the air, it's the only sport, college football, where the postseason... but for the four teams in the playoffs, means less than the regular season.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable when you think about that? And no truer statement has been made today.
I mean, you're a Mizzou fan, but if I ask you who won random, and I taped 10 college football games a Saturday, and I haven't watched a bowl game except for Army.
In fact, yesterday at Green Tree Community Church at 9:30 service, your brother Scott, who I wish I could listen to all the time. He's an unbelievable pastor, teacher. He's up there and he's talking about how unimportant some sporting events are. And he goes, like, for instance, who did West Virginia play in the bowl game? And then he singles me out and he says, who did they play, Frank? And I drew a blank. I didn't know. Like, I watched Georgia. I mean, I watched Michigan and Florida, but I didn't watch. And I was like, Monique's like, nudge me. He's asking you a question. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know.
No, so. It's the only sport. And so... yeah, Mizzou fans will pay attention to that game, but nobody else in the country cares one bit about the outcome. And you might say that's true of every game every week, but those games have implications on, you know, on how you rank. It just doesn't matter that
but
much.
There's something to be said for Mizzou after what they've been through the last 3 or 4 years to be a top 25 team and to win 9 games.
My point is when they had lost those games, they lost the South Carolina game, which was an anomaly, and then they lost that Kentucky game, they lost to Georgia, and they lost to Alabama. And I said, they've lost to – I know Kentucky really isn't that good, but – they lost to 3 teams that were in the top 10, and people are acting like the program's a disaster and we got to get rid of the coach. That's all. And so nobody's going to know where they finished 25th or 32nd. And I know that's a, do they want to? Of course they want to win the game. And of course people here will feel better about it. But I don't think it has much to say going into next year.
I think there's a good chance. I'm looking at some people posting videos of the wind and rain. There could be a chance the game doesn't even happen. I mean, it looks pretty bad.
Wait a minute. So you said the game could be?
Sideways wind, and they're supposed to be getting lightning within the next hour.
We've had a game canceled. Yeah,
already. Yeah, but now look at the thing at 2:45.
Here we go. Well, I just read that Barry Odom is a meteorologist. By the way, I actually think I would be a good weatherman on any of the stations here.
Why is that?
Because I would just watch the other stations. See what the forecast was, not show any of the maps that are ridiculously confusing, and make the broadcast fun.
A little bit more entertaining.
When these big storms come up, get me off the air. I don't want to be on there then. But David Letterman was a weatherman.
He in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking. Do you think people wouldn't watch him?
You're right. What does it look like?
It's heavy rain to start, but it looks like around 3:15, 3:30, it brightens up. Now, I don't see the lightning percentage here, but like the videos that are being posted online, it is sideways wind, I think upwards of 20-mile-an-hour wind.
Oh, so what you're telling me is we have a Drew Lock performance against South Carolina and a pick six.
Wait, what it could be, it's just a pick'em game as far as when it's weather like this with two prolific offenses.
Oklahoma State is really a throw the ball to, they really.
Yeah, Missouri can run it.
Yeah.
They got a great offensive line, or a very good offensive line, and some good running backs. So.
I made a statement that is I don't know if Oklahoma State can run the ball or not, so it's not fair for me to make that. They usually actually can run the ball.
All right, let's take our final timeout for this hour. Before we go to break, quick word about Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, why don't you stay in one of their newly refurbished rooms? They do a terrific job there. You can eat at Final Cut Steakhouse. You can watch the games at 99 Hops House. In fact, head on out to 99 Hops House. Have a chance to look at and taste some of those great beers and watch all the bowl games today. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. We'll be right back.